Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Teague, we're joined now by, he's become NBA royalty. Let's be honest. I mean, when you play at North Carolina, when you win a couple of NBA championships, when you're part of the best pregame show of any sport, I mean, you know, you've done something. We're talking about Kenny Smith. And the Jet is back with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Kenny, how you doing, man?
Man, guys, how you doing? You doing well?
Awesome. I got to hit you with a tough one out of the chute, though. Are you ready?
Okay. All right. Right out the gate. I'm ready.
I know you are. And I know you don't try to wiggle off the hook. So you'll answer this one. I saw you tweet this an hour ago. And it was an image of Hakeem. And somebody had put together this. It says, the greatest single season of all time. With a question mark, yeah. And for Hakeem, it was 93-94, and it puts his averages, his NBA champion, finals MVP, regular season MVP, and the defensive player of the year. We all know that Hakeem was an absolute beast. I believe, and I tweeted at you, you didn't tweet, I guess I'm not big enough for you to tweet me back, but I tweeted at you, I said he's the greatest underrated superstar of all time. But here's my question, you played with him, and you sit next to the D's a couple of nights a week, who was better? Hakeem or Shaq?
Well, he proved it. He already did. We played Orlando.
No. But totality. He was young. No, come on.
No, I mean, but you come know, on. You have to think about it. Those years before I even was there, Hakeem had been to the finals twice with the Houston Rockets.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like he was a stranger to the NBA finals. You know, a stranger. I think he was actually better when he was younger as well. I think they're both, I mean, obviously we're talking apples and oranges. I love Shaq. Shaq is my favorite person possibly in the world. But if I had to choose between taking one and playing with one, I got to go with the guy I won the rings with.
Yeah, that's fair, man. That's
okay.
Fair.
Okay.
Hakeem was the man.
And we played against him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like, it wasn't like,
it's
okay, it's a mythical question.
Yeah. Like, there's this
like,
history.
Oh, who's better, LeBron or Jordan?
Yep.
No, they actually played against each other in the NBA fight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's right. It's a good
and
point.
Shaq always says this guy, he's like, Kenny, I used to give Hakeem so much respect. I gave him too much respect. I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I could make myself believe I didn't like David or Patrick Ewing, but I could never do that with him.
Yeah. Because he was just dignified, man. It's the way how he played. I'm sure it's exactly. I never met him, but I'm sure that's exactly how he is.
Honorable guy, Tiki, that yep. you ever meet in your life.
All right, Kenny, I saw something today. You did an interview with Front Office Sports. And it's your quote. It's inevitable from a basketball standpoint. I will be moving on. You trying to get in a front office, man? And when does that happen? Because you seem a perfect candidate to do it. When do you think you might want to do that?
I'm not sure exactly when it's going to happen, but you think about this, man. Like, I always laugh when I hear, like, owners, they call me and they're like, what do you think about this guy? Throughout my years, 20 years, every NBA team has called me.
Uh-huh.
I have secrets and things about teams and know their thought process all the time. But they go, what about this guy? I'm like, they always take, like, how many years you play in the NFL?
I played 10. I played a decade.
Okay, you play a decade in the NFL, and they make like that is not that the energy, the influence, the knowledge that you gained doesn't count. And they go, well, would he be good, you know, on our staff? I'm like, what other business that you have 10 years of experience? And then they go, hey, you know what? We're going to put you in the film room. Like, what? What are you talking about?
Like, yeah, no, I hear exactly what you're saying.
The things that you know as a former player, you can learn analytics, but they can't learn those things.
That's
right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
So it's impossible. So I always laugh when they say, like, your experience. It's the only business in sports is they do that. Well, you're like, if you work for it, like, you created championship things at Amazon. They're not going to go when you leave Amazon. Well, you start in the mailroom again. Like, what are you talking about? So you put that with all of the knowledge, you know, that I've gained over 20 years and the understanding and talking to agents and runners and, you know, AAU to now coaches and general managers. I just think it's inevitable. Like, I'm just sitting like on knowledge and not using it.
Yeah, I hear
you. To me, it's like I'm just sitting there not using it.
Well, you're entertaining us. You're entertaining us, so that there's some use in that.
Yeah, there's use. Yeah, no question. But it's like it's kind of like if you told Michael Jackson all you can do is sing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel sometimes. I'm like, why did y'all make that? That guy can't play that with him. Yeah. Like, you know, and they go, oh, Kenny, you're so smart. I heard you say it on television. Like, no, it's like 20 years of just knowing basketball and being around it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you sit around and you go,
all the time.
It's like, there you go. Say
that guy can't do that. Why are you asking him to do that? You know what I mean? You're failing
there
yourself.
You
Kenny, what team? Let me ask you this, Kenny.
Yeah, go ahead.
What team would you want to run the most?
The one with the best players?
Yeah, but they don't need you then because the previous GM did a good job if they have the best players.
No, but it's hard to stay there. It's hard to stay. I could teach you how to stay there too. Now, I think the one thing that, you know, it's building is great, but there's all stages of building. There's, you know, teams that are, you know, that won it. Like, how do you stay there?
Yeah.
How do you win back-to-back? You know, teams that are coming up. How did you build from a team that didn't make the playoffs to 2 years later? You know, we were in the NBA Finals and winning. Like, how does that happen? Like, those don't happen by accident. There are some strategic things that have to happen. One of the things, someone asked me, what would you do for your players if they were in a bubble?
Mm-hmm.
Going to the bubble. For me, the most fundamental issue that goes into the bubble and makes a great player and team is the reduction of stress and anxiety.
Hmm.
So, like, right now, typically, as a player, you would just be like, well, how do I guard Russell Westbrook? Now the stress and anxiety also is when you're off the court, can I eat here? Can I talk to this person? Can I touch? How do I decrease all of that so he can just focus on Russell Westbrook? And the teams that do a great job of reducing that stress and anxiety where an NBA player can just concentrate on being an NBA player, because you're fooling yourself. You're thinking, oh, he's going to be in the bubble and he's just going to be comfortable. You're fooling yourself to believe that, then those are the teams that's going to excel in the bubble.
Yeah, no, I believe that because you get rid of distractions and guys can just focus on the game. But some of these guys are going to be there for a couple of months, Kenny. You know, and I think about what these – you know this. They like to hang out. And I can't imagine that guys are just going to sit in their rooms and be safe and smart. What trouble do you think is around the corner for the NBA down here?
So you just think there's going to be a bunch of made root uniforms, high, like, and people are going to be coming Halloween costumes into the bubble.
Whatever it takes.
I think that, you know, obviously it's a concern for the immature players, but, you know, the best producers, the best of the world, you've heard, been in a basement for 9 hours, listening to music, the best singers, rappers walking the streets of New York, and all they did was rhyme. Like, you've been in a bubble already. You know what I'm saying? To be a great something.
Yeah.
Like a great 350. You've been in that bubble. This is nothing new. So, again, it's up to the organization. Oh, we got movie night where we blow up movie theater room, and everybody's going to go out, and we're going to watch Scarface tonight. Ha ha. Like, you got to get your players engaged in things that are fun. It's not really about hanging out. It's more about fun and camaraderie when you're not to reduce, you know, reduce your thought process of the pressures of playing basketball.
Okay, all right. That's Kenny Smith, who is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, two-time champ and Carolina royalty, NBA TNT. Great show. We all love it. So let me ask you this. Now, I wasn't very good, but I loved going to basketball camp, sitting around in the dorms, getting pizza. They'd have the cantina. Your dad or mom would give you like $30 for the week. You can get ice cream. And every time you went into the cantina, it would just kind of delete it. And you're like, oh, I got $7 left. And then they'd have like one good, like Crazy George would come and do these wacky trick shots. I loved basketball camp, right? But online basketball camp is a different challenge, man. I don't doubt that you can make it work, but how will you make this work for the kids?
Well, I think, you know, you and I, you know, we're sitting in COVID, we're sitting in social distancing. We're like, my kids' camp were canceled. The camps I run are canceled. I'm like, well, why should that stop me become or them from becoming a better player? Why stop their development? Mm-hmm. If I want to make my junior high school team, my AAU team next year, I want to make my high school team, my college team. Like, why should it stop? So I just created the first virtual basketball camp where I have, like, Trae Young, Kemba Walker, Victor Oladipo, Breonna Stewart, you know, Brittany Griner, and they become your personal instructor for the day. But the difference and the differentiator from one of those other things is it's live. It's the way that they consume the information today. Like, there's Facebook Live, there's Instagram Live, there's this live.
Yeah.
They don't consume it like y'all, me and Tiki, you guys, we used to put the Billy Blank tape in and
yep, that's
out.
Right. That's right.
That was good for us. You know, Jane Fonda workout, that was, everyone wants live. So now you can interact, you can ask questions live, you can upload your video and say, yo, am I doing this right? Live. Then we have guests on inside the camp, like you said, Crazy George. We have our version of that.
Uh-huh.
So all of the things that you do while your kids are consuming information that way today, we just put it in an academy, and it's been a different experience. And the signups are just, I'm just clicking. I'm like, wow, this is what they want.
Yeah,
this is what they needed.
Yeah, and it's really affordable too. It's less than $100 a month.
$100 a month?
Less than.
It's phenomenal.
$100 a month.
$29.
And if you do the year, it's
$29 per month. So
if you do the year.
It's a dollar a day at JetAcademyCamp.com.
Yeah.
That's right, JetAcademyCamp.com. Now I'm a salesman.
Yeah.
It's $29 a month.
How did you
a dollar a day?
How did you get how do you get these guys, Trey and Victor, who by the way opted out of the restart down in Orlando? How do you get these guys to come on and give some of their time, because it's great for them to be in front of these kids, right? Because these are the new emerging stars of the NBA.
It was, you know why it was easy, Tiki? Because all of them already have camps.
I see.
That were canceled.
I see.
So they all their camps were canceled, and so they were like, man, I always do a camp. Like, and that's a, I mean, what am I going to do with my kids? And I was like, bring them here.
Yeah.
And I got it. And we'll do it. We'll do 2 hours a day. And Kimba's going to be in the bubble doing it. Like, he's going to, on the days off, he's going to be there in the bubble.
That's great.
Instructing kids. Like,
that's great.
It's crazy to kind of think about how they think about their fans. And I told Kimba, I was like, yo, you got to show us that pullback where you make people fall. He's like,
did to Pitt in the Big East tournament.
Right. So he's like, no problem. But I said, but you got to tell the kids when and why to use it. And he goes, oh, okay, you want all the secrets. I was like, yeah, that's the community you have to build. Then he goes like this, guys. He goes, but if I see Patrick Beverly log on, I'll stop it.
That's good. Oh, man. It wouldn't surprise me if Beverly hopped on either. That guy's all about defensive intel. He's a beast. Love him.
Getting all the information he can.
Oh, man. Well, that's a cool guy. By the way, where'd you go to? Five-star and Eastern? Where'd you go when you were a kid?
I went to every basketball camp. I did not go to Five Star, but Tommy Kuchowski, who ran it, one of the guys who ran it with Garfinkel,
yeah,
he went to Archbishop of the Lord. But I went to every single camp, Eastern Invitational, Jack Curran Basketball Camp. I went to, all over the place.
Did you go to Karnaseca Saracek?
I went to Karnaseca Saracek. I went to every camp that you could imagine.
I believe it.
I think I'm the only person in the history of McDonald's All-American to make the All-American team and never go to Five Star.
They didn't invite you? Or what happened?
No, I got invited. My high school coach, the late, great Jack Curran,
yep,
and Garfinkel didn't get along.
Ooh. Oh, interesting.
And he said, and he told, this is word for word, he said, I said, coach, I want to go to Five Star. I want to make McDonald's All-American. He said, if that guy is the only guy who tells you that you're an All-American, you're not really one.
That's a good answer.
That's a good answer. Hey, real quick, 30 seconds, Kenny, because we're up against a break here. Makur Maker going to an HBCU. Is this going to be a trend for these guys that are one and done? Doesn't really matter what school they go to? Or you think this is just kind of a cool one-off?
Well, I think that I think it's cool. I don't think it's a one-off. I think that there are some great coaches in the in that conference.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of coaches that have been in Final Fours at one time that were in at the conference. At TSU, they had former coach of Indiana there. He was, been in the Final Four. So they have coaching. The only thing that's different between HBCU is, one, the facilities.
Yep.
You know, you had North Carolina, Kentucky, Duke. The facilities are a little different.
Yeah.
But in terms of becoming a basketball player, it's about coaching. Like,
yeah.
You know, they feel like they're there. Mike Davis, yeah, my man, Mike Davis. So he was in the Final Four. What are you talking about? Like, he was at TSU. So my point being, like, it's not about – and now the TSU coach there is the coach that used to be at LSU. So like they have, like, quality coaching. It's just facilities.
Yeah.
If you're willing to, say, hey, we don't have the facilities right now, but we definitely got the coaching, it doesn't matter where you go. It really doesn't.
All right. Well, listen, Kenny, that's a really cool
coach. Michael Strahan went to TSU. I keep saying TSU. Michael Strahan, because I was in Houston.
That's right.
There's
a whole list of great ones. Right, Jerry Rice was another one.
Doug Williams.
Yeah,
no doubt. Listen, man, we'll tweet that out for you. Cool concept. Give you a chance to get some more campers for the virtual camp. We'll get that
Come on,
for you, buddy.
It out.
All right,
JetAcademyCamp.com. If moms and dads, your kids are just on the computer, let them be on the computer working out at least.
That's
what I'm saying.
That's
Amen. Thank you, Kenny.
Appreciate you, Kenny.
All right, brother.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.